And before long was weeping like a waterspout, or like the ocean she had pretended to be. All the way home she sobbed, faithful little Clover running along by her side in great distress, begging her to stop crying and trying in vain to hold up the fragments of her dress, which was torn in at least a dozen places. Aunt Izzy happened to be out, and the only person who saw her in this piteous plight was Mary, the nurse, who doted on the children and was always ready to help them out of their troubles. On this occasion, she cosseted Katie exactly as if it had been Johnny or little Phil. She bathed the hot head, brushed the hair, put arnica on the bruises, and produced a clean frock, so that by tea time the poor child, except for her red eyes, looked like herself again, and Aunt Izzy didn't notice anything unusual. Dr. Carr was at home that evening, and Katie, after the little ones had gone to bed, told him the whole story. "Papa," she said, "what is the reason that makes some days so lucky and other days so unlucky? Now today began all wrong, and everything that happened in it was wrong, and on other days I begin right, and all goes right straight through. If Aunt Izzy hadn't kept me in the morning, I shouldn't have been cross. And then perhaps I shouldn't have got in scrapes."
"But what made Aunt Izzy keep you, Katie?"
"To sew on the string of my bonnet, Papa."
"But how did it happen that the string was off?"
"Well," said Katie reluctantly, "I am afraid it came off on Tuesday and I didn't fasten it on."
"So you see, we must go back of Aunt Izzy for the beginning of this unlucky day of yours. Did you ever hear the old saying about, for the want of a nail, the shoe was lost?"
"No, never. Tell it to me," cried Katie.
So Dr. Carr repeated, "For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the rider was lost. For the want of the rider, the battle was lost. For the want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail."
"Oh, Papa," exclaimed Katie, "I see what you mean. Who would have thought such a little speck of a thing as not sewing on my string could make a difference? But I don't believe I shall get in any more scrapes, for I shan't ever forget.
For the want of a nail." But I am sorry to say that poor, thoughtless Katie did forget. Monday was apt to be rather a stormy day at the Carrs. There was a big wash to be done, and Aunt Izzy always seemed a little harder to please, and the servants a good deal crosser than on common days. But I think it was also, in part, the fault of the children, who, after the quiet of Sunday, were readier than usual for...